You and I serve our country in a time of great consequence. In days of reckoning, we can be confident. I make my decisions based upon the Bible. And that creates a certain sense of anxiety. I understand that.
This government
is a threat. It's a threat to the American people.
Vice President Cheney.
He's a threat to people in his neighborhood. I pray daily. I pray for
isolation, economic stagnation, and continued hardship. The recession, terrorist attacks, corporate scandals, and stock market declines. These problems will not be solved. We will pass along our problems to other Congresses, to other presidents, and other generations.
I'm spending a lot of time on the phone talking to a wealthy patron and protector who has trained and financed Al-Qaeda-type organizations before.
My budget will commit an additional $400 billion over the next decade.
Roughly 90 countries engage in international terrorism. I believe that when we see totalitarianism, we must offer our personal support, and when appropriate, they deserve the assistance of the federal government. We have arrived at an important moment in confronting the threat posed to our nation and to peace by Saddam Hussein. France and Germany express their opinions. We have a disagreement. I understand that. And we will deal with them as an enemy which hates America.
One by one,
those nations are learning the meaning of American justice.
And as we and our coalition partners are doing in Afghanistan, we will bring to the Iraqi people the risks and suffering of war and allow an even greater threat to rise up in Iraq.
Terrorists who would willingly use weapons of mass destruction, there's something like 55,000 food distribution points in Iraq. We know where they are. We fully intend to
destroy them. It is up to Iraq to show exactly where it is hiding its
hospitals. Nobody likes
the United States.
The United States has a long history of reckless aggression and terrible crimes. My job is to protect America's gift to the world.
Nuclear arms, weapons of mass destruction.
My job is to
create deadly havoc. The United Nations is mobilizing against the threats of a new era.
Across the world and in every part of America, people of goodwill are hoping and praying for regime change
in America
tonight.